Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Deluga.
All right, gang. Let's get right into our recap, and we'll start today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined our heroes at a grand feast celebrating their victory in the arena. While Theo and Arendir played guests to the Gilded King, Deluga and Glebnor escorted Myra to the Divination Tower to investigate the source of her strange visions. At the top of the winding spire, they discovered the Star Druids and their divination looms. Here, the Astral Elves worked in tandem with the Drow Diviners to turn the pools of starlight into threads of fate. Unfortunately for young Myra, she was left with more questions than answers, as a prophetic vision of a black sun became illuminated in the pools. Glebnor also got a first-hand look at a pair of strange nasal ships on their way to Aeona, sending the typically calm Diviners into a panicked tizzy. Leaving Myra in the care of the Star Druids and Phaedra, Glebnor and Deluga joined up with Bleebly and Arendir and made their way into the Undercity to meet with Yarno. At Diamondback's bar, they were reunited with their junk shaman and Dozer, but could feel the tension in the room as every bounty hunter's eyes were on Arendir. The gang was finally introduced to the owner of Diamondback's, the unassuming Variant Mouse, who despite his small size ran Bad Kelly's underground. A deal was struck and a plan devised to trick the elves of Corellus with a counterfeit soul coin, giving Arendir a chance to lay low. The Chaos crew then said their goodbyes to Bleebly's Templar as Arendir made his way back into the desert to join Petch and hide out until Theo and the gang can clear his name with the elves of his homeland. We join our heroes now as they leave Bad-Kali's main gate, having said goodbye to their loyal friend Arendir. You guys are now also, you are rolling a barrel of oil that was dropped off for you by Petch. And you guys are just making your way into the city streets. What do you guys like to do?
We should probably go meet up with
Gertie
and Luga and see what's going on with all the...
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Luga. We haven't seen our family in a bit.
And Gorpor.
It has been a pretty long day.
I mean, I think Luga and Gorpor together could, you know, take a lot of things.
They can handle things. They're pretty tough.
Did you see how mad Gorpor got at that game?
Yeah, but they're still family at the end of the day. They're a team.
Hey, think about it. Luga can just, you know, web up somebody and then Gorpor just goes ham.
Listen, if Petch trusts this Gertie, I trust him.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Petch wouldn't steer us wrong.
He would never steer us wrong.
Can I get some perception checks?
15.
25.
19.
Okay, nice. Very high perception checks here. I think what you do notice is it's late out. You guys have had a very full day. Your first day in Bad-Kali's Wizard City was kind of a whirlwind. It's pretty late now. The streets are starting to finally quiet down. I have a couple of urchins in this group, so you guys are you guys are pretty good at navigating the streets. You kind of remember the general lay of the land. With those high perception checks, though, I think you just noticed that like the buildings are kind of like packed a little dense here on the streets. This Bad-Kali is a like metropolis of this world. You're kind of like looking up, Theo. You can see like all the buildings are packed very tight, but you can see like the people that work creating all of the reagents needed for these wizards to do their spells are all coming home from work for the day. See lots of just like tired looking humans and dwarves going into their homes. The buildings are pretty tall, though. They're like almost sort of like apartment buildings, tenement buildings. They're about 5 or 6 stories high. And I think you guys are all having that feeling when you're in a city and like all the buildings are really tall and kind of like can't help but look up at all given points. And you do see like the glinting spires of the wizard towers floating above you. But Glebnor, I'm going to call this like a history check with advantage.
Ooh.
As you guys are making your way through these like windy streets.
It's an 18.
An 18?
Yeah, I'm bad at these too, so.
While you guys are walking through like these like congested streets, you can see that up ahead there is a like fountain. And in the center of this fountain, there's like a large, tall statue, probably like 20 feet tall. And Glebnor, it's a statue of Merlin.
dead,
what?
dead.
What?
Look.
What?
Merlin.
It's Merlin.
I think the statue...
I'm going to reach into my tube and pull my poster out.
Yeah.
And hold it up and compare.
It's an exact replica. I believe I described it as Merlin dunking a basketball wearing sunglasses. So there is a giant stone statue of Merlin mid-dunk like Michael Jordan.
Oh my God. Dad, do you think he's here?
Maybe, I don't know. Don't get your hopes up, though.
Oh, they're up.
He is busy.
Oh, they're up.
That's a big statue.
He's the best wizard of all time ever.
I could tell he's dunking.
Who the hell is he?
It's Merlin.
How do you not know Merlin?
Why the fuck would I know Merlin?
The dunk wizard? The dunk master?
Yeah. Dunk man?
The fuck's a
Dunkosaurus?
Dunk?
Dunkocles?
Dunk truck?
What? Oh, what are you saying right now?
Merlin's the greatest
Reggie,
wizard.
Do you understand any
didn't
of these words?
Did you go to WizCon?
Nope.
Okay, it's not just me.
Right. You didn't go to WizCon when it came to town?
No.
Oh my God. You missed out on a hell of a time.
It was so fun.
God. Well, neither of you invited me.
I think we did.
We definitely would have invited you.
We gave the invitation to Yarno to give to you.
Yikes. Awkward.
We're going to have to talk to Yarno, but when the hell was this?
A couple years ago. A
couple years, yeah.
Right when I showed up, kind of. It was like one of the first things we did.
It's a core memory for my son.
Well, it's a core memory that I missed out on.
He got the poster signed by Dunkarius Can't Stop Dunkin'.
Hold on, are you forcing into canon there's now a dunking elephant somewhere in this world?
Yes!
I don't like it, but I respect it.
If Mark can force canon, I can force canon.
This is the first episode.
I know I forced Merlin in already.
All right, so Glubnor, you're kind of like leading the crew here. About 30 feet away, you can see the statue in the center of this square.
Can we go to the statue?
Okay, let's go to the statue. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. You guys walk up to the statue. Can I get another round of perception checks, if you wouldn't mind?
I have an R of the statue, 6.
17.
21.
21, okay. So you approach the statue. Glimmer like zooms up, wicked excited. He gets to the base of the statue and he's gazing up at this giant stone. I was about to call it an erection.
What?
This erected statue. It's beautiful. It's like fine marble. But with those very high perception checks, you just have that like split second feeling that you're being watched, and you realize that you are in this like the center of this square with all of these tall buildings surrounding you. Do any of you have anything that would negate a surprise round?
Yes.
What do you got?
Danger sense.
I think danger sense is for deck saves. I do know the barbarians at a certain level get something where they can't be surprised.
Are they invisible? Might be too many. I got my eyes, which let me see.
Do they let you see invisibility? Or
I feel like they... No. Just okay. Other plans.
Okay. Cool.
Keep thinking it does.
I also think that, and I think I've let you see invisible things before because
yeah,
it was funny.
I don't think I have it yet.
Okay. And anything for you, Rich? I know you. Your gun is a warning weapon. I just don't know if that entails anything about surprise rounds.
No, it just gives me the advantage on initiative rolls. It doesn't say anything about, like, no surprise round.
Okay, perfect. And then real quick, Toluga, just an arcana check.
16.
Okay. As you're realizing that you're in a situation where it just doesn't feel safe, just in general. And you're obviously, Toluga, you're pretty paranoid to begin with, so that's definitely helping.
I'm not on it. Everything's fine. I got it under control.
But you can sense magic in the air. And as Glebnor's looking up at the statue begins to move.
What the?
And you see Merlin turn his head and look down at Glebnor.
I'm your biggest fan!
Son, get away!
Winds up the basketball as if he's going to smash Glebnor with it. This is all happening sort of like in bullet time.
Yeah.
And right as that is happening, a tall, lanky figure, probably like between 7 and 8 feet tall, comes out of an alleyway very, very quickly and goes to drive a blade into Theo's ribs. I'm going to make a real quick attack roll.
Does he run past me?
He will kind of be running into the group of you. So
do we get off?
I was going to say, depending on how we're positioned, would he go past or out of an attack of opportunity?
If he hits Theo, he will try to push Theo into this building.
Right, okay, so it's like we're huddled and like he's runs in the middle, tries to shank and runs away.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so here, let me, I'm going to make an attack
roll. Old shank and run.
Just to see if this even
classic.
Hits.
Textbook.
Does an 18 hit you, Theo?
Just hits me.
Okay.
Does warding flare only work on me?
Take a look at that real quick.
I'm not actually blind this guy as he runs by?
Yeah, it's just the first line, when you.
Okay, so this is all happening really fast. But this, like, you know, clearly like a powerful build on this like hooded figure. I'll also say real quick, you can make a perception check for me, Rich, if you want, just like as this guy is coming out of nowhere going right at you.
It's a 12.
Okay. What you're seeing is this tall figure. They're wearing almost like rags, but they do have a hood on and they have a face covering over their face. What was that again? Sorry, weren't they?
12.
12? That's really, I think, all you're seeing here.
Yeah.
But they slam into you, and as they, like, with the inertia of them running through the alley and then driving the knife into you, they basically, like, go, like, as if they're, because they're, you, on your left, because they are running from the right, there's a door into one of these apartments, and it's like he's trying to tackle you through the door while stabbing you. Real quick, can I get a DC 15 con save?
Sentinel lets me react if someone attacks someone other than me within 5 feet.
19 on the con.
Perfect. You only take, in that case, 7 piercing damage. And actually, you would have taken 20 poison damage from this blade, but because of your you passed the con save, you're only going to take half. Because of your belt, you'll take half of that. So that's 5 poison damage.
I would have
damage.
Had advantage on,
oh, yeah,
on poison, but I mean, yeah. I already passed. But
yep, gotcha. So it's 7 piercing, 5 poison as his blade is driven into you.
I have resistance to poison, so that's 2, right?
No, I already have it. So it was like you passed a saving throw, so you took 10, and then I have the 10 to 5 from the poison damage.
So it would have been, it would have been originally 10?
It would have been 20. You passed the saving throw, mm-hmm. so that halved it to
right.
10.
And then
you resisted, so it got down to 5.
Okay,
gotcha. Go ahead and make your sentinel attack, as this guy is trying to, like, slam Theo, like, into this, like, building.
If his sentinel attack hits, is the guy frozen in his place?
It'll stop him from tackling Theo into the building.
Well, I only got a 10.
Oof, you just, you're not just miss, you miss. it all happens so fast. But yeah, you can sense there is a, like, for you, I think, Taluga, with that Arcana check you had from earlier, there's just magic in the air right now. You can tell that there is spell casting happening, possibly in some of these buildings that you're surrounded by. But this all happens lightning quick as this very tall figure flies out of an alleyway, stabs into Theo, and then Theo, make a real quick strength saving throw, I guess. He's going to try to tackle you into this building.
It's a 14.
14. All right, so yeah, you go through this wooden door, slam into this apartment. It's like the ground floor of an apartment building, so it is empty, but there's like shatter wood goes like spraying across the ground, and this dude's on top of you trying to kill you.
Jesus Christ!
We're now going to get right into the actual initiative. That was my surprise round. Theo, you are first.
Shocking. So anyway, I started shooting.
I mean, that's 100% what's happening, but...
Wait, I'm don't kill to... him. We can interrogate him.
I haven't decided if I'm going to kill him yet. This motherfucker just stabbed me and pushed me through a door. So, jury's verdict.
Okay. Shotgun?
Is he a medium or small creature, or is he large?
He's actually a large creature.
Yeah, okay. He's described as 8 feet.
Yeah, he has
I had to make sure because Goliaths, I think, can be 8 feet, but they consider medium. So
this creature is technically has a powerful build. So
okay.
We're going to consider them large for these purposes.
Okay. Then that makes what I'm going to do a little easier because I was going to aim down sights, but I can't move them. So sharpshooter.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I actually forgot one thing.
Okay.
Because this was a surprise round and he attacked before you did in combat, he also gets an assassinate feature. I get to roll a couple more dice here. So sorry. During the first turn, they have advantage on attack rolls against any creature. It hit you anyway. I didn't bother rolling for the advantage, but any creature it hits against is considered surprise when it makes this a critical hit. So I'm going to add a bunch of sneak attack dice here on top of this, unfortunately.
It's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
So if it's considered a critical, I would have got 7 more piercing on the original and 5 more.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
So that's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 7 and 5, 12. Okay.
And then I'm going to roll my sneak attack dice here.
Okay.
An extra 17 damage on top of that.
Goo!
Is that already doubled?
Yeah, that's already doubled.
Okay.
Thank God it was already doubled.
But yeah, they're like,
oh, yeah.
Theo, like, you're as you're getting your gun out, you look down, like, there's a dagger just like in your ribs, coated in poison. He can only do that big burst damage on the first round. So the assassinate feature doesn't work anytime after that. He can still get sneak attack if he does the rules of sneak attack, basically.
He's a rogue.
He's roguing out. But yeah, sorry about that. It is now your turn.
All good. All right, so sharpshooter with jury's verdict. I am going to pump a violent shot into this. So that means the misfire score is, I believe, 5.
Cool.
I'm assuming that's going to miss 14.
14 just misses.
Okay. I'm going to, what's the fucking feat? Basically, that feat that allows me to switch the guns.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
To executioner's hand and judge's sentence. Quick draw. Wielding.
Yep.
Quick draw. That's what it is.
Yeah, you pull the shotgun out and you're still like getting up. So you like it. You blast at this guy and he's fast for a big guy. He like ducks underneath the buckshot and then you whip out the dual pistols and start making your attacks with those.
So I'll do executioner's hand with sharpshooter. Does 17 hit?
17 does hit.
Okay. 23 damage.
Nice. Yeah, you put a hole in this dude's shoulder. He instinctively does like go to grab at it. You can see he's like, as you guys kind of split up, he's now holding the knife covered in your blood and this poison.
All right. And I'll do judge's sentence with, I'm going to add a deadeye shot to give me advantage.
Awesome.
21 to hit.
Awesome. 21 definitely hits.
That'll be 22 damage.
Okay. This guy looks hurt as you got him. He got you in the ribs with a knife. You just got him in the ribs with a bullet. He's bleeding pretty hard now.
Mm-hmm. Action surge.
Okay.
Brought a knife to a gunfight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How bad's he looking?
Not great.
Okay.
Definitely below half health, I would say.
Okay.
He's breathing heavy as you guys are kind of like squared off now in this like ground floor level.
I'll do executioner's hand with sharpshooter again. 21 down to 16.
16 hits.
19 damage on that hit. How's he looking now?
Pretty fucking hurt.
Is he close to death?
He's getting there. I would say he's on death's door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try and kill him.
Okay.
But I'm going to use another trick shot for Deadeye to give myself advantage on judge sentence.
Okay.
16 to a 26 down to a 21.
Yep, that'll hit.
18 damage on that one.
So yeah, I mean, I guess he goes unconscious. I guess maybe describe how you somehow
pistol whip him.
Oh yeah, you can pistol whip him. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, so basically it's as I'm getting up, I shoot him in the foot to where he kind of
stumbles
forward. And then I just like uppercut him with the pistol right in the chin. Awesome. And just knocks him back. And you guys see him like his head's laying out of the door.
Perfect.
All right, crazy.
Can I get, yeah, like an insane first round. can I get a insight or perception check from you?
To 9.
Okay. Yeah, again, you don't like, you can't tell who this lanky guy dude is. He's lanky, tall, very strong. But yeah, he's completely knocked out now. He's got a couple bullet holes in him. Nothing like life-threatening, but he's fully unconscious now. In like the doorway of this apartment building.
Do I have an object interaction?
Yeah, sure.
Could I rip off the whatever he's wearing over his face to at least, like, if he gets away or whatever, at least I have a visual of what he looks like?
You reach down and, like, pull off this face mask. Don't recognize him, but it is a Firbolg. It would have been his turn next, but he is now unconscious. Okay, so pretty crazy going on right now. We get it there. Marcus, looking at me strange.
I'm just ready.
You look so excited. You look so excited to fight Merlin. Hold on, let me check something real quick. It is Reggie's turn next. He's like, whoa, 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 freaking out. He sees Glebnor is about to fight this massive statue. He's going to cast haste on you.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's like, get him, Glebnor! Kill your heroes!
Son, I'm pretty sure it's controlled with magic. Just get away.
Glebnor, that is your turn. You are facing off against a massive statue of a very cool wizard.
Do I notice anything else other than the statue?
Make a perception check for me.
9.
I mean, mostly just that because things have popped off so fast and the sound of gunshots from that building rang out through the apartments, what I think you mostly see is like tons of people are coming to their windows to look down into this courtyard to see what the hell's happening. You can see like, you know, just families basically are looking out horrified as this huge statue of Merlin is not only moving but attacking a green slime.
Okay.
That's when you get with a 9.
All right. I'm going to move out of the way of the basketball.
Okay.
Careful, he might try to double dribble.
Yeah, you
traveling
slick out of the way as this, like, the basketball comes down and just slams into the ground next to you. What would you like to do for your turn?
Guess I'll bonk the statue.
Go nuts, baby. Come on. I gave you a big statue to bonk. Bonk away.
Does a 20 hit your dumb statue?
Sure does.
Booming blade.
Yeah, boom away. Radiant starlight encases your weapon as you slam into Merlin's kneecap.
So it's a 6 damage, 1 bludgeoning, 5 acid. I don't know if that affects your rock.
Does not.
Then my booming blade is going to do another 3.
Okay.
And then Daddy's right next to me.
I think actually you're kind of alone here. You went up to go to the statue.
Okay.
Toluga is about 30 feet behind you with Reggie and in the little building. You can't even really see Theo right now, but you see an unconscious assassin laying on the ground in front of that doorway.
All right. So I'm going to attack again.
Yeah.
Ha! 17?
17 just hits.
Another 8.
Okay.
And then I'm hasted.
Yeah. Get one more attack.
Swing away, Meryl. Nat 20.
Oh, shit. Reggie's like, that's what I'm talking about.
For another 8.
Okay.
Wait, that was with the crit.
That was with the crit.
Oh, my God.
I'm real bad on the damage. And then for the bone, I'm going to go into a rage.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
And because you hit him with a nat 20, go ahead and make an athletics check for me real quick. And I'll let you do it with advantage because we could say your rage happened as it was happening.
23.
Okay, so... as this massive statue was, like, winding up this huge basketball again, you just mash him in the knee crazy hard. With that nat 20, you see the statue starts stumbling backward. Go ahead, roll booming blade damage. I'm saying with a nat 20, this guy's getting knocked over for a little bit.
Ooh, let's go. Another 3.
Okay. Listen, it all adds up, folks.
That's 5,000 cuts.
Yep. Can I also real quick get a luck check?
Oh, he's going to crush a building on my watch. 9.
With a 9, this massive statue stumbles backward, and you see the only reason it doesn't fall over is because it slams into a building behind it.
Sorry!
You can hear like the framework of this building shake as this massive statue hits it. And as it pulls itself out of this building, you can see that like the third floor of this building is collapsing. And this building looks like it could fall at any minute. You can hear people yelling inside. That is your turn, Glebnor. Toluga, what would you like to do?
You gotta save him, Daddy.
I gotta save them. I know what I can do. First, I'd like to see, since I know some magic is involved, can I see if I can, I don't know, see anyone else other than just the one assassin?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
13.
You just make out that on the building to your right, on about the second floor, because it's only a two-story building, it's a little bit shorter than some of these taller ones around it, you can see that a curtain had just shut. So it seems that someone was looking out that window, and then when you looked up, immediately shut the curtain so they wouldn't be seen in that second floor.
Okay.
And give me an
high up is that?
20 feet.
Okay. I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm going to yell to the people in the building. Step away from the walls. I got this temporarily, but once it's secure, you're going to want to get the hell out of there. I'm going to use the thorn wall.
Okay.
To support the building.
Oh, that's sick as hell.
Just reconstruct the third floor.
I love that. Awesome. You point your staff up at this crumbling building, and you can see, like, as you yell that, a human man, like, grabs his kids and, like, runs to the back of the apartment. And as, like, the building's about to tumble into the street, the wall of thorns comes up from the ground and supports the base of the building, holding it in
place. Go, 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 go! Clear the building!
Basically, like, on the pedestrian's turn at the start of the round, they'll start running out of the building.
Okay.
Awesome.
And then I have Thorn Whip.
Sick.
30 feet.
Okay.
Can I just, like, Spider-Man whip on through that window?
Is Thorn Whip a bonus action or an action? Because you use an action to cast a spell.
It's a bone, I think.
But it wasn't a spell. It was off the stick, right?
It still uses an action, yeah.
I think Thorn Whip is a bonus action.
No, it's an action.
It is.
Yeah.
That is very funny, so I will let you do that on the next turn if you want to try to yank someone out of that that window.
Instead, I'm
with
just going to...
With a Thorn Whip?
I have 40 feet of movement.
Yeah.
It's only 20 feet up.
Yeah.
You could step.
I got 40 feet. I want to send myself through the window.
Awesome. Acrobatics check.
25.
Okay. You dive into the window, make a perception check as you fly through this window on the second story. You guys see Toluca just kind of crouch down and leap like a frog up through this window.
A flat 10?
A flat 10. It's a dark apartment building. As you slam through it, immediately you're hit with a smell of like sulfur almost. Like clearly there's been like spellcraft being done in this room. You can see there is a robed figure that has like backed away from the window. Their face is covered, and it appears that they're alone in this room.
How far away?
They're about 10 feet away.
How much movement did I use to get in?
That only took 20. So
I'm going to get right up on them.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to punch them.
Yeah, give me a punch.
15?
15 just hits.
For 7. And then... Are we just going to start with the new monk flurry?
Yes, I will allow you to use some of the new monk features. Right, so you can go ahead and do a free flurry if you'd like.
Yippee. It's a 14.
Okay. Sorry, what was the damage on the first one?
12. 7.
7, so 7, 14, 21, 12.
No, I rolled to hit.
Oh, okay. Right? Oh, yeah. You hit on a... What is the total damage from your strikes? 15 is the AC. Hit? 15 is the AC.
Well, I rolled a 14 and a 12, so...
Oh, okay. So, unfortunately, you go to punch him, and he's moving very quickly as he tries to get away from the window. You basically dove through the window and are just swinging wildly at this guy as he's kind of, like, pedaling back, trying to get away from you. Okay. That was your action movement bonus action, right?
Yep.
All right, tight. That is Merlin's turn. Merlin stumbles forward, basketball in hand, and like he just looks so cool in those sunglasses, but he is going to try to slam into Glebnor here. I will make two slam attacks, 23 and a 22.
They're both gonna hit.
Okay.
Ouch.
Good thing you're raging.
Yeah.
18 bludgeoning damage on the first one, half to 9. 19 bludgeoning on the second hit, again half to 9. 18 total damage.
Goo.
As this massive stone basketball splats Glebnor for a moment, and as he pulls the ball up, you kind of reconstitute into yourself.
Wizards are lame. You don't mean that, son.
Okay. I can't do it. Okay, so the hooded figure in the room with you, Toluca, is going to use a feature called Benign Transposition.
Sounds better here. Than Malignant Transposition.
I'm sorry, not transposition, transportation.
Oh.
You can see very, very quickly, he throws some kind of thing at his feet in like a poof of smoke.
Is he a ninja?
kind of looks like it. Teleports away, and then standing in his place, it seems that he has traded places with a strange mechanical guardian. It looks like a suit of armor almost, but the limbs appear to be wooden. And this is some kind of like... wizard guardian. They were ready in case anyone came and attacked him directly. So you can see now standing in front of you is this strange mechanical set of armor holding a sword and shield ready to fight you. That strange spellcaster has teleported away. Not sure where they went. You make a perception check, I guess.
He's behind a curtain.
17? Is he behind that curtain?
17? You're looking around the room and you look out the window you just jumped through. He is now at the top of the building that Theo was in. So Theo is in the base of a building. He is on the top floor of the fifth story of this building. And he's making a run for it. You see he's using his movement to like run across the rooftop to get away. Okay, Theo, your turn.
Bleebly! Some guy's running on the rooftops.
Shoot straight up.
Piercer.
Would Glebnor be able to launch me to the top of a building?
You have wings, dog.
I can't use them.
Oh.
I made sure they weren't in play in this fight. Don't worry. unfortunately, 5 stories is pretty goddamn high. I'm going to say no. I will say it's basically 50 feet. I'm going to go away that.
But he can turn into a cannon.
Yeah.
Okay.
To launch me.
Listen, you guys have been really
like if Toluca jumps out of the window and I turn into a trampoline, will that
that would be the oomph? 20 foot height.
You guys can just parkour normal. You don't have to turn into but Looney it's funny. Tunes characters. I mean, Glebnor's also pretty busy. He's
stalking Acme, all right?
He's in the middle of fighting a giant statue. Yeah, it's totally up to you. I mean, you're in the building. You know that he's on the top of the building somewhere.
You can't go 50 in a round, can you?
You'd have to dash all the way up the stairs to get to the top of the stairs, basically.
Then you're going to be mad winded.
You will be very winded. Yeah, I guess it's like, how fast could you run up five flights of stairs, basically? I live on the fifth floor of my apartment building, and every once in a while I take the stairs, and it's a huge regret every single time.
It's taxing.
It's very taxing.
Can I see Tallulah and the thing fighting Tallulah?
You can, you can see Tallulah through the window, and you can see there is another figure in through that window that is with Tallulah. It looks large and imposing, but again, I'm only letting you see it because your eyes are crazy, but you can definitely see Tallulah seems to be facing off against something in the second floor of the apartment across from you.
Because I think you would be able to get to the guy on the rooftops faster than I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And I can see the guy on the roof?
You can hear him on the roof. You can't see
but
him.
But I can't see him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you hear footsteps running across the roof of the building that you're currently in.
This is going to be probably too much of an ask, but can I go outside down an alley in between the two buildings, wait till he jumps across, and then try and shoot him?
Okay, I'll let you do that. I want to. You can make an insight check on the situation. That way, I don't
see
feel like
if
a dick
you
if I
hide in the correct alley.
Is it 21?
Okay. You know that this figure does have teleportation magic. If he clearly just went from the second floor to the top floor over there, there's a chance he might teleport across these buildings, and you won't get a chance for that shot. I just want to warn you in case I do it. I don't want you to be holding your guns up there and you just hear a misty step and be like, ah, shit. So.
Does he have to be within a certain range of that wall of thorns?
I don't believe so. No.
Okay.
I think as long as he holds concentration, yeah, that wall of thorns will kind of stay as a sort of like
it's concentration
of
up to 10 minutes.
Yep.
It's okay. Range area is 120 feet, which I think would cover most of what we're going to do.
So I thought because most of my characters I make, I have a thing where I can push people. I don't have that with Glebnor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But your shotgun pushes people.
As long as they're medium or small.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So if we got to push Merlin into the wall of thorns again, because then he'll be trapped in it or start getting shredded by it.
Yeah, I mean, you can, anyone can do a shove attack, basically.
On a 30-foot statue?
Yeah, definitely not. Never mind. I lied. They have to be a size.
It needs to be a magical.
Yeah.
Of magical means.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys a fight where the environment was annoying, and I realized that cramped city streets with tall buildings would be kind of funky here.
Where we're trying to not kill everybody in the area with a 30-foot statue.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You guys don't usually have fights where there's, civilian casualties or a thing you have to think about.
If I use my action to dash, can I still use a bonus action to shoot?
I would allow that.
Okay.
I'll allow that. If you're if you want to basically run up these stairs, like as fast as you possibly can, I'll let you just pop a shot off the second you kick the door open on top of the roof.
Can I use an object interaction to tie up the unconscious guy's hands and then tie it to
hog tie him?
Yeah, basically.
I think that's a lot for an object interaction, only because we're dealing with 6 seconds here.
Okay.
I don't know how fast you could hog tie someone and then run up five flights of stairs in 6 seconds. It's D&D.
I'm a god.
It's D&D, so that is a thing that's happening. You are a god, demigod at least.
All right. I'm just gonna yell to Glebnor. When you're finished with that statue, make sure this guy doesn't go anywhere.
Gotcha.
And then I'm gonna run up the stairs using a. Action to dash, so I'll go 60 feet.
Awesome. Theo, it's you're just running up this flight of stairs, and you can see as you're going up these spiraling stairs, people are opening up their apartment doors. You see there's an old balding dwarf opens the door. He's like, what the hell's going on out there?
You either stay in your house or get the hell out of here. There's a crazy statue.
You sprint by these confused families, kick the door open at the top. You're super out of breath. And just as you're kind of catching your breath, you can just see that there is this cloaked figure that appears to be going to make his way over to the next set of rooftops. Go ahead and make your bonus action shot.
Suck lid, bitch. And I'm going to sharpshooter with executioner's hand.
Awesome.
28 down to a 23.
That'll definitely hit.
That'll be a 22 damage on that shot.
Oh my god. So much damage. Okay, yeah, he's up, but...
Is that enough for him to break concentration on the statue?
Weirdly enough, not holding concentration on that statue.
Oh, okay.
Initially, that was part of my thing. I was like, no, they're going to kill my guy too fast, and then I won't have my statue.
How far away from me is he?
You're now at the top of the roof. I'll say he's like 20 feet away from you. Just okay. On the like, he's still on the same roof as you right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you put a bullet in him. Make a real quick perception check, if you wouldn't mind.
21.
You can tell that, like, he's definitely wearing wizard robes,
mm-hmm.
but there's no markings of what school it is. It almost looks like there've been any patch that would, like, denote what school these people are from has been removed.
With a 21, would I be able to tell if a patch was removed?
I'll say with a 21, yeah. A patch on the shoulder has definitely, like, been ripped off.
It's, darker.
Okay. Yeah. And so, I guess, I don't know if I'd know this. Are all patches, like... the same
general shape. They all have different sigils depending on what school it is.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll also say you can just kind of tell by the build here, probably a human or someone like in that kind of general vibe. Okay. They have a similar kind of build to you, I suppose.
Okay.
I know that we have a lot of wacky animal races in this world. They don't look like a hippo or anything. Like, it's just a guy.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Okay. As you get to the top of the stairs and you're facing off with this guy, make a wisdom save for me real quick.
Oh, I'm very good at these. 24.
You feel like whispers creeping into your mind.
Uh-oh.
You can feel someone trying to use a suggestion spell on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear in a like vaguely female voice, drop the guns and go back downstairs.
No.
Oh, shit. someone in the area was just trying to use suggestion on you. And let me just check something real quick. I want to see if suggestion is concentration. Okay, it is concentration. Make another perception check for me.
It's an 11.
You can vaguely, faintly hear the sound of like magic fading in your general area.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever this person is still hidden. I'll let you know, there was someone invisible who had to come out of invisibility to cast suggestion, failed. They're now hidden because they're hiding,
mm-hmm.
but they're no longer invisible.
And I don't know the general direction?
Near you. Very close. Probably somewhere on this rooftop. But it is kind of like this, you know, stone rooftop up here. There's like barrels and whatnot for storage up here. There's lots of stuff someone could be hiding on this area, but there's definitely a second spellcaster on the roof with you.
Okay.
That is Reggie's turn. Reggie is just like, what do I do? I'm going to guard this passed out guy. Reggie goes and sits on top of the furball, crisscross applesauce style, and he holds his finger to his head. He's going to cast Firebolt if this guy does anything or moves or gets crazy here.
Love it.
I have a mission.
You got this, Reggie?
Totally got it.
Thank you.
Glebnor, that is your turn.
It's bonking time.
It's bonking time. Get at it.
This is a 19 bonk.
A 19 does bonk.
So that's 10, 5, and 5.
Okay.
And then... Feel the light of Bleebly!
I'm guessing that was your...
Divine Fury.
Divine Fury, yes.
For another 8.
Okay, perfect.
Radiant. I don't know if that matters.
Does not.
Then we're going to bonus action, steady my aim.
Okay.
I'm going to swangle on him again.
Okay, sick. You can't move now for the rest of the turn.
That's fine.
That's fine.
So that's a 21.
21 hits.
For a 9.
Okay.
And now I have sneak attack.
Okay.
Wait, steady gives me advantage, right?
Yeah, it does.
So I'm going to reroll just in case. So nat 1. No, we're good. So we're just going to keep the 9. And then we'll hit the fucking sneakies for another 9.
Man, this build is like coming online. I don't like it.
And then I get one more because I'm hasty.
Okay.
And 11's probably going to swing and a miss, right?
Swing and a miss on Forge. Yeah, you're like, you and this massive statue.
You could reckless.
You could reckless. I'll have advantage.
Then he'll
on
have
you.
Advantage on me to this 30-foot statue.
Yeah, but you're raging.
I am raging.
Up to you.
HP is a resource.
Do you
maybe
have?
Maybe to you.
Do you have potions?
No.
Never mind that.
How much health do you have?
65.
He's not going to do that in one turn.
I don't know about that.
This motherfucker. Unless he like, has. Oh, the basketball only did this, but his sandals crush you to death.
No, he's got Air Merlins on.
He does have Air Merlins
those
on.
Those are going to do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Not if he scuffs them first.
See, if I knew, I would have left you my greater healing potion, but I don't know that.
It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. Is that your turn there? What do you get? Anything else? You're plotting and scheming?
Plotting. Yeah, I'm going to stop it. I'm not going reckless.
Okay.
Sounds like a coward. What's it? Another 9 damage? Come on.
Tallulah, you are faced off with this, like, metal knight. This strange, like, wizardly construct. You're in this, like, dark room now with it. It is your turn.
All right. You're not the guy I want, so I'm just gonna have fun. He is how far away from me?
He's right in front of you.
I mean the wizard that teleported.
The one that went onto the roof?
Yeah.
We'll say he's about 30 feet across.
30 feet across?
Yeah, like you're on the second floor. It's about 30 feet up at an angle on the fifth floor of that building with Theo.
I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna try and leap over there.
Oh my God. He'll get an opportunity attack just because, you know. You're leaving his movement here, or his range.
Yeah, I'll take the chance.
Okay, he is gonna.
You can't touch me. I'm a slippery little guy.
He's gonna try to punch you. Only got a 14 though.
Too sleek.
He like throws a haymaker right over you as you duck underneath, use the momentum into your legs, and leap backwards out through the window you came in from. Acrobatics check.
Here we go.
I hate that you're turning into Bugs Bunny. That we play this game.
It's a flat 10.
You leap backwards out the window. Not even close to making it to the other side. You like kind of lose momentum in the air and you fall onto Reggie, who's in the middle of the street.
I have slow fall.
You do have slow fall. You take no damage. Reggie will take 5.
Sorry, Reggie.
And real quick, Reggie will make a con check.
Would Reggie take 5 damage if he fell into him mad slow?
It's funny. So yeah, he made the con save, so don't worry. You're not losing your haste there, buddy.
Well, fine. I guess I'll just do this, and I'll step of the wind and just run up the stairwell.
Reggie's like, get off of me. He's like pushing you off him. He's like, I have a very important job down here.
Yeah, you're doing great, Reggie.
Okay, he went up that way.
All right, that's a lot of stairs, huh?
Yeah, you step of the wind. You're running and like... You can see that like more people have come out into the stairwell. There's like an Earth Genasi woman with like rollers in. She's like, "Where are you going?" She's just like run
roof,
by.
Evil wizard man, try to stab my friend.
Unbelievable. Perfect. Yeah, you bust out into the top of the roof. You're right next to Theo. You're surrounded by like barrels and kind of like, you know, bullshit storage up on top of the roof. And you can see that across the way, there's a hooded man holding a bullet wound in his stomach.
Nice shot.
Thanks. I tagged him. There's someone else around here that was using magic. So do you want to find that person or go after that one?
I want to go after that one.
All right.
Shouldn't have done this.
Do you have enough movement to get to him?
So you said it was 30.
Yeah.
So I would have 50 if I stepped.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you'll have 20, and he was 20 away from me.
Fuck.
Yeah. Sentinel time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's right at the lip of the roof.
Okay. Punch him off.
No, I don't want to. Because I'm going to inflict wounds.
Oh, jeez.
Go for it.
Listen, buddy, I don't know who you are. Well, I'm going to try and soup off his, some of covering so I can see who it is, what they look like. 15? Or 16.
16 hits?
9 damage.
Okay. Weirdly low roll on that. You run right up to him, grab him by the neck, and you can see necrotic ripples go off from where you're grabbing him. See, like, his, like, chest area starting to, like, give away, almost turning into soup. He looks injured by this. He's not looking great. These are wizards. They don't have, like, crazy high health. These are spellcasters. They were not ready for... A, to be seen during this encounter, and right. B, to be turned to soup.
And I flip out the musket.
No one's ever ready to be turned into soup.
You got non-lethal, right? Does my musket respond?
He's got a beanbag gun.
The musket looks at you and is like, come on, man. I'm gonna eat this guy. There's no non-lethal option with me. It gives you a look with the little eye. It's like, come on.
All right, you know, if it happens, it happens. I'm gonna shoot him.
Okay, go for it.
13.
13 misses.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're still getting used to it. I don't think you've ever fired this thing really yet, right?
I shot at the back of the dog's
head. Yeah, that's true. Because you're not used to having it in close quarters like this. You go to shoot him and like the gun's like kind of unwieldy as it's going to wrap onto your hand. It looks hungry.
Listen, I got to get him first.
That is Merlin's turn. Okay. Glubnor is doing way too much damage down here. So Merlin looks down at you, and you can see, like, you know, he's crumbling now. It's like you've hit him so many times with this huge hammer. He lowers his stone sunglasses and makes direct eye contact with you.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You make a DC 17 wisdom saving throw.
Why do I have a plus zero? 13.
You are slowed.
No!
So he's just normal.
You can feel...
Yeah, how does slow work against haste?
So you can feel that your metabolism is in this weird stalemate where the slow effect is slowing you down, trying to solidify your goo body, but this gear magic is pushing back at it. I will say it just cancels out.
So I'm just baseline Glebnor. Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen those spells hit each other. I think for funsie, though, we're going to have it just... you're just normal.
That was weird.
Yeah. Damn it. I forgot you were hasted. That's stupid. Okay. The shield guardian that was across in the other apartment is going to use a feature called spell storing. One spell is stored inside the shield guardian. That spell is going to be Misty Step. The shield guardian Misty Steps as a bonus action across the way to get up top with you guys. Is going to go defend its master. It is going to run and attack Toluga. Let's see.
I want
to
does it run past me?
It does. If you want to make an opportunity attack,
you're the only guy he's seen so far.
He ran past you.
Not the guardian. Well, he didn't see him in the apartment. He knows you're a threat. Theo's just a guy.
You know what's funny? I think I described this guy as having a sword and shield. He actually just has fists, which is actually funnier. It's almost like a Rock'em Sock'em robot. Yeah. It's like a suit of armor running across. It's going to make two fist attacks. It just goes like kind of like...
Oh, God, he's fisting
me. It kind of gets in like a boxer stance and goes to kind of start punching at you since you've been punching at everyone else.
I assume a 13 misses.
13 will miss, unfortunately.
Fellow pugilists, I see.
21 and a 20?
Yeah, those hit.
For 23 bludgeoning total, as this thing starts Jiminy. Wailing into Toluga on top of the roof up here.
Thank God I'm downstairs and don't see this.
Okay.
I'm traumatized.
That is my...
How many people managed to escape out of the building? Because I have to make a concentration.
Oh, that is true. You know what? Roll. We're going to say there were 20 people in that building. Roll a d20. That'll be how many people got out in this round.
Let's go nat 20.
Four.
Okay. You can see the ground floor people just kind of walk out and are like, hey, just like looking up at the building.
Get out of there!
You can still hear people inside running down the stairwell, screaming. All right, make your con checks now for the wall of thorns.
What do I have to be?
It'll just be a 10. He didn't hit you for anything higher than that.
14.
Okay. And you get to make two because he punched you twice.
Four.
Oh, no.
Do you have a luck point?
I think we use... Check. It says I have two used, but I don't know what I...
There's a short rest does not bring
up. Yeah,
it's been a long day.
I
don't remember what I used on.
Yeah. Webnar, you look up.
I have my luck points.
The vines start crumbling, and you can see the building is now teetering once more. It's like...
Hopefully everyone's from the top has gone down to the third.
Okay, Theo, that is your turn. I'm sorry. My conjurer was next. I mean, the guy you guys have been shooting a whole bunch, and that was getting souped, by Toluga. He is going to bonus action Misty Step, up to another building. We'll see. He goes about.
Does Misty Step work against the Sentinel? Because Toluga attacked him.
It's a teleport. It does.
Okay.
It's really annoying. I'm sorry.
All right.
Bonus action. He teleports over to an adjacent building. These guys do not want to get caught. That was his bonus action. For an action, he can't cast a leveled spell now, though. So let me see here what he's got for cantrips.
You better have the world's best cardio, because I'm hunting this man down.
He's going to Vicious Mockery your ass.
He's just going to shoot a firebolt at Theo.
Rude.
Sorry, buddy.
It's all good.
So the 17 hit?
No.
Yeah, it whizzes by your head, Theo. It is now your turn. And then, I'm sorry, we went around twice. Roll another d20 for civilians. I stole a turn from you guys of people getting out.
17, they all got out.
right as Theo is fighting, you can see
even
as,
the kitten
now is acting as the building is starting to tumble, and it's like definitely about to break soon. You see a throng of people run out the bottom and sprint by Glebnor. Everyone has been evacuated.
They all take attack of ops from Merlin.
Merlin swipes through civilians like fucking a scythe. No. And you can see there is one like lizard folk girl who's holding her cat and like running with
go,
it.
Go, you're safe.
Awesome. Theo, that is your turn. You do have a clean line of sight on the mage that just teleported across the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shield guardian fighting Teluga. You can make a perception check if you'd like to see if you can notice the person that was hiding on the roof with you.
23.
There is rustling in behind a crate directly about 10 feet behind you.
And they're currently in full cover?
I would say it is full cover. They're fully hiding behind a crate. Okay. You can, with your movement, easily get around that crate. up to you.
The guardian that's fighting Teluga, is it considered large or bigger?
Medium. It's like a suit of armor, basically.
Okay, and it's at the lip of the...
Sure is.
Cool. Jury's verdict. Aim down sights. I'm going to try and hit it.
Awesome.
Going to do sharpshooter.
Awesome.
21.
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
Okay. 32 damage.
Okay.
And then it has to make, I believe it's a DC 16. Let me just...
32 is
so... Does... Jury's verdict automatically do the like penetrative shot, or do you have to?
No, I have to activate that.
Right. Yeah. Say because this is gonna fly into Merlin now because he's so tall.
Yes, like 16. He needs to make a 16 strength save, I believe.
Awesome.
I assume it's gonna be able to
flavor it as he flew into Merlin.
Yeah, he's got an okay strength bonus here. Let's see. Only a 14.
Okay.
take some fall damage.
I basically just want to push it off the
awesome.
The roof so it takes the full, 50 feet?
Yeah, so roll 5d6 for me on top of whatever damage you just did.
Damn.
That's 13.
Okay, Glebnor, you're like on the ground fighting this huge golem, and you just hear behind you just like crumpling metal as this thing hits the ground. It's still up, but it's just now it's just like just trying to like straighten itself out. It's just, you know, it's his stems are all busted up. That was a hard fall. Crazy. Okay.
All right.
What else you get?
I just look at you. You get that guy. I'm going to go after the one that's hiding behind the box over there.
It's a guy behind a box?
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't find him.
And I'm going as I'm running. Box. I'm gonna quick draw to take out the judge sentence executioner's hand combo.
Sick.
But I only have one shot left. I'm gonna run up with judge's sentence. I'm going to do a violent shot. It's my last trick shot right now.
Okay.
So it makes judge's sentence 3 for a misfire. So if I get 3, it'll misfire. So I'm going to run around. I'm assuming I see them behind the box.
Yeah, so you run around. Make a real quick perception check for me. Kind of give you an idea of what you're looking at here.
As a nat 20.
crouch behind these barrels, or this crate. Because they were invisible, they did not do as good of a job masking their identity. It's a female blue dragonborn in enchanter robes. Right as you come around the corner, they're going to use their reaction to use instinctive charm. I need a DC 14 wisdom saving throw.
The hottest dragonborn you've ever seen.
Okay. As you pull the guns on it, you hear in your mind, kill your friend.
No!
What the? once again, your wisdom is like, it's one of your strongest features. Your mind is shored up. And yeah, this thing is trying to basically, it has an ability where it would make you target the closest creature, but you break through this this enchantment. This is clearly an enchantment wizard attempting to mess with your mind here, but go ahead, you have your actions.
She was an enchantment wizard.
Does 16 hit?
16 does hit. Damn, none of these guys have shield? Who made these stamps?
Yeah, instead they have 80,000 teleports, Ryan. Yeah.
Reroll the damage with piercer, which was a great idea. That's 23 damage on this shot.
Unbelievable.
No, wait. I got to roll one more damage dice.
You did a violent shot, right?
Yeah, I got to roll one more damage dice. 24 damage.
That's so much damage. Okay.
How do they look?
On death's door.
Cool.
These are wizards.
That's my turn.
Okay. That is now the enchanter's turn. They're facing off against Theo, like on the top of this roof. They've taken a bullet to the stomach. Not looking great. Let's see. They're so hurt. I think they're going to cast invisibility on themselves. So you see, they realize that like they're not going to beat you in a fair fight. You see their scales kind of glint in the moonlight and they go invisible. You then also hear them running by you.
In Draconic, can I call them a coward?
Hell yeah. Oh, actually, you know what I think you call them? I think you you say the Draconic word for lapdog at them.
Oh, right. Yeah, lapdog. Yep, yep.
I think, and you can almost hear like pride being broken, if that makes sense.
Because they're running by me, I get an opportunity attack, correct?
You do. They're invisible. It'll just be a disadvantage.
Okay. I'm going to try and use...
Use your dwarfish eyes.
My rapier... Mm-hmm. To basically, if I hit them, I want to try and like stab them through the like the thigh to slow them down.
Perfect. Yeah, sure. Give me a rapier attack. Disadvantage.
Man, a rare showing.
Yeah.
It would have been a nat 20, but 18 to hit.
Definitely still hits.
Wait, you had a 13, sword the whole time?
Yeah. 13 damage.
13 damage? Oh my god, they're... they're up, but... barely. And you can see that this invisible...
Say, so did you break the con?
Oh, yeah. I gotta make a con save to see if I hold the invisibility. Mm-hmm. Nice call. Look at you, Mark. You know, I love how Mark's like, I don't know the rules for my character, but I know them for everyone else. Nat 1 on the con save.
Gotcha, bitch.
You can see that... like they basically were going to run down the stairwell that you came from. Mm-hmm. And you can now see like stumbling in that stairwell going to go down the stairs. You ran that rapier right through. They are bleeding out. You can see that. You can't see their face, but it's like you can clearly tell the body is a female dragonborn. Mm-hmm. And she is like gasping. There's blood pouring out of her mouth. You definitely hit an internal organ of some kind. And yeah, they're stumbling into the hallway. Okay. That is Reggie's turn.
Got him in the carotid.
Yeah.
What's the one in the leg?
I don't know.
Whatever. The femoral artery?
Femoral artery. Yeah, there we go. Reggie's like, Glavno, how you doing over there, bud?
I'm great.
I feel regular.
I feel so normal.
I think I could probably shoot that guy from here. Let me try.
He's like trying to shoot Merlin with his little stupid firebolt.
Careful, he'll break your ankles.
I got his ass!
Yeah, Reggie
just hits with an 18 or a, you know, 17 AC on this guy for a tight 13 damage. He like,
damn,
he's like a fireball just hits Merlin in the stone eye as it kind of fumbles back.
Should have kept your glasses on, stupid idiot.
Yeah, get him, hurt the stone's feelings.
Should have just unleashed cobbler on him.
Honestly, I was thinking it earlier because I
because when he said he was marble, I was like, "Oh, cobbler could eat him, but we can't deface Merlin."
Like, yeah, I figured you two were thinking that, and I was like, "I'm just gonna try and sneak cobbler out there because I don't like Merlin since I don't know him."
You're jealous,
yeah.
Glebnor, start of your turn, make a dexterity saving throw with advantage.
He's trying to dunk on you.
16, great. As this massive stone Merlin is getting ready, he's like crossing up the big stone ball in front of you, getting ready for his turn. As that's happening, the building behind him slams into the back of him, fully collapsing. You dodge stone and debris as it like crashes into the center of this like little wizard district.
How did it hurt him?
Go ahead. Let's get funky here. Roll 6d10. We'll call it that.
Jeez.
It feels like a nice juicy number here.
For building, yeah.
Yeah. For a building falling on you? Yeah, that feels pretty right?
42 damage.
Goddamn.
That sounds about right for a building falling on you.
Yeah.
Merlin is like covered in debris. He's still up, but the statue looks so cool. So damaged. Yeah, if anything, he does look pretty rad right now. Awesome. Tuluga, that is your turn.
How far away is the other guy now?
He Misty steps 30 feet. He teleported 30 feet to an adjacent rooftop.
So he's 30 feet away.
Is my turn just fucking negated by the fall?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. It was your turn. I totally, you guys were like right next to each other in the initiative. Glebnor, amongst the rubble, you are still fighting Merlin. What would you like to do?
I'm bonk his ass.
Yeah, bonk away.
And I'm just regular now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like that's how that worked. That's stupid, but it's very funny.
Whiff! 9 definitely does not hit.
Yeah, you're like, you're swinging through like.
I'm going reckless.
Oh, I was gonna say.
There you go. 25!
25 hits. Yeah, you're swinging through like clouds of dust. You guys are having this epic battle, you and Merlin.
It's an 11.
Okay.
And his ass is gonna have to feel the light of Bleebly for another 7.
Okay.
And then for my second attack, I'm gonna also bonk his ass.
Okay.
Because you went reckless, you get the sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. Another 8.
Okay.
Then a 26 definitely hits him.
26 definitely hits.
For another 6.
Okay.
Hold on. Go for the crit first. Because you were reckless, so it's on every...
Yeah, reckless is the whole turn.
Okay.
Didn't get it.
Another clean 6. All right. Yeah, you and Merlin are having this, like, insane 1v1 in the center of this, like, town square. It's getting pretty wild out here. There's like rubble everywhere. Merlin looks pretty shaky. You can see that as he goes to dribble the ball from one hand to another, I mean, it's a stone ball, so it doesn't bounce very good. One of his hands just falls off, kind of looks down at it, kind of annoyed. There's this big stone statue still lumbering at you.
Okay.
Yeah, Toluga, that is your turn.
So the guy is 30 feet away?
Yeah, on like an adjacent rooftop.
I want to thorn whip him.
Okay. Give me that thorn whip.
Does an 11, 13?
13 misses.
I'm just going to run over there.
Yeah, give me a quick acrobatic check just to jump over.
A flat 10?
Yeah, you go to like run and jump and you realize you will 100% not make it. 30 feet is a really far way to jump. You kind of skid to a stop as you're looking across at this cloak-covered wizard.
Oh my God, I hate this. I'm going to bonus action step the wind over.
Okay. Acrobatic check with advantage, just because you're so fast.
22.
Yeah, you kind of realize like you're gonna need a little bit of zhuzh on this jump, so you kind of like walk back a little bit, get a running start, leap across the buildings. Glebnar, you look up as your father's sailing through the air over to another.
Fly, daddy, fly,
eagle.
You land on the other rooftop and square up. You're now standing across from this other
wizard. Just stop running. I'm going to shoot him with the musket.
Okay.
16.
16 hits.
For 13 damage.
Okay. Check the musket for me real quick, because I believe there's an interesting curse on that thing when you kill somebody with a musket.
It eats the brains, right?
I got to make a DC 15 wisdom saving throw or use my reaction to move up to my speed to the body of the slain creature and allow the musket to consume its brain.
All right, DC.
Disadvantage on save, the target was humanoid.
They were a humanoid. So give me a DC 15 wisdom saving throw at disadvantage.
And the musket was hungry.
It's not going to get a nat one. It's not going to get worse than this.
So you fire the musket and you put up like this strange, like, when the bullets fire out of this gun, it's gross and wet sounding.
Nice.
It's almost like shooting a wet egg at someone. It's just like a bead of energy that hits him. And you're like, oh, hell yeah. Now we can find out who this guy was. And as you're walking over to check out the corpse, your gun like lurches your arm forward. And that thorn whip that missed does not miss this time. As it wraps around his head, severs it from his body. And you see your gun, the barrel of the gun opens up like a mouth. And these strange... it's like glinting teeth start gnawing into the head as your gun has just consumed a human man's head.
I don't care anymore.
You're like, I'm not feeling guilty about that, okay?
This guy was an asshole. No one needs to know.
Did I see it? Because yeah. I'm still on the...
Yeah, you look across and you're like, what? The gun is just ripping at this body.
I'm glad he has that gun.
Perfect. What a pair, you and that gun. All right, that is Merlin's turn. Merlin is eyeing you. He has like one singed eye where the firebolt hit him. He's going to try to check the ball at you, like throw it at you in the heart. He'll make 2 slam attacks.
Damn, I wish I was down there to see if I could deflect missile.
He's going to make them with advantage because you went reckless, and with the advantage, he gets 2 nat 20s.
Yeah! You could take it!
You... got luck points, you can have them roll.
I know. Hit.
Do you have luck points though?
I got both of mine. I haven't used them at all.
I don't remember him using them.
Yeah. Two nat 20s. Go ahead and reroll both of those.
You gotta reroll both?
I'm going to use both luck points.
You can only use one. I'm pretty sure that there's a thing where you can only use it once per turn, maybe. Maybe I'm lying. I'm trying to save myself, clearly, as I stumble with Merlin. somebody read lucky for me. See if you can use it on...
You can spend one.
Okay, so I'll reroll one of them.
That's where Ryan lies and says he got nat 20.
He's still going to hit, but he doesn't get a nat 20 on that one.
What's the other hit?
All right, so let me do... I actually have to break a calculator out because there's like funky math here. So,
oh, I love that.
20 damage from the non...
So half to 10?
Half to 10. And then 40 damage, half to 20 on the crit.
You're fine.
You up?
Oh, yeah, I'm up.
You're a fucking maniac. All
I'm
right.
Way up.
You guys,
be afraid.
You guys are on the rooftops, and you look down as Merlin is just dribbling on Glebnor.
Glebnor, my son! What's he doing?
I'm so bouncy, it's just sending it right back to him, Daddy.
The Shield Guardian only had the one spell, so... Oh, actually...
He's a crumpled mess on the floor, isn't he?
He's a crumpled mess on the floor, and you can see that as the Conjurer dies, the magic keeping the Shield Guardian alive ends.
Oh, thank God.
The crumpled soldier like goes to get up and then falls back into a pile.
The recrumpling?
The recrumpling does happen. Okay. Theo, that is your turn.
All right. I'm assuming that Dragonborn is walking very slowly.
Very slowly. She's like bleeding out and kind of like has her hand like on the wall and trying to like stumble down these stairs to get away from you guys.
I'm going to I'm gonna walk over and I'm going to do try and do bonus action judgment shot.
Okay, awesome.
I make an insight check contested against enemies persuasion or intimidation when they're close to death. On a success, I can determine the judgment by either rolling intimidation or persuasion with advantage to make them surrender or they take more damage.
All right, so I roll a wisdom check first, right?
No, you just roll a persuasion or an intimidation check versus my insight.
Gotcha.
So it's 15 insight for me.
Only a 3.
Okay.
It's just crazy that the Enchanter has a +0 to Charisma, but I guess they're wizards, so that makes sense.
All right. I'm going to roll Intimidation at advantage.
Go for it.
So 17?
Yeah. Don't make it.
So what I'm going to do is while they're like at the top of the steps, I'm just going to walk by and just kick their legs out from under them so they stumble down the stairs.
Ugh.
And then I'm going to walk down the stairs while they're at the bottom, put the gun to the like right under their chin. Now, I don't really want to kill you, but I will. So I'm going to need you to sit up and tell us everything, or I will put a bullet in your head. My fish buddy up there, he'll bring you back. And then we'll have a little fun with my buddy Glebnor. He'll hurt you a lot, and then, you know, we'll make sure you stay alive and you deal with a lot of pain. So I suggest you start talking, and then I'm going to take a dagger and as a different action and stab it in the thigh.
Okay.
Badass. That's a nat 20. I'm not trying to kill them.
Okay.
Non-lethal dagger, everyone.
Well, yeah, I'm just stabbing it in the thigh, you know.
Just pushing it gently in and giving it a little twisty.
Yeah.
Make an insight check as you kind of are like in this this dragonborn's face now.
It'll be 10 damage if...
Yeah, you know, 10 will bring it to 0.
Okay. Well, can I bring her? Well, I mean, I know it's going to, but I want to leave her conscious, but in a lot of pain.
Perfect. Give me an insight check just to kind of read this person's like mental state, I guess.
13.
As you twist the dagger in their thigh, they let out a wince of pain. You kind of pull down the scarf they had covered over their face. And you see this smiling, bloodied mouth of this female dragonborn.
You're too late. He's already here.
Who's already here? No one's here.
She's going to use a reaction. I made this up last night. I think it's very fun. As she smiles with this like toothy, bloody smile, you can see she has a gold tooth. Her reptile tongue wraps around the tooth and rips it out. And you make a dex saving throw.
21.
You run up the stairs before this electrical explosion goes off. You're only going to take half damage on this. Let me just real quick roll this out. It's not a ton of damage.
You fucking suicide bombers.
It's 13 half to 6. Still up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. You see that as she smiles and the tooth gets yanked out, her mouth starts crackling with electricity. You run up the stairwell as she explodes in this wave of electricity. You look down the stairs. There is nothing of her left. It is just ash on the wall.
Oh, man, that was my nice dagger, too.
And your rapier.
Okay.
No, my rapier's on me.
Okay.
You just, but, that was clean through and out.
Oh, all
right. That is Reggie.
Now I gotta look for my dagger.
Reggie's kind of still sitting on the guy, and he's like, you need more help, Glamour? I think you kind of have like a whole thing going. You want me to, I could maybe try.
Shoot him in the other eye.
Okay, hold on. Let me line this bad boy up. Okay. I never get to use the fire bolts against the big stat. Oh, I hit him. I hit him.
Yay.
Reggie is going to do 12 fire damage to the other eye.
Get him, Reggie!
Both of Merlin's eyes are singed. Okay.
He's got smoky eye makeup on.
I should.
Glebnor, that is your turn. You're facing off with this. Like, it's like the statue's starting to crumble now, but it is still holding a basketball in its one arm.
As a 16 hit?
Just misses. You can see he boxes out real quick as you dive at him.
Fuck it, we're reckless.
Go reckless. Love it.
That's even worse. All right, well, I'm going to try to swing again.
Okay.
I am rolling like hot shit. That misses. And that also misses.
Glebnor, you're like, this is my big moment. And you can see Merlin's like, it's my moment. He's just dodging all of your attacks. It's so bizarre seeing a 30-foot tall statue move with the grace that the statue has. With your bone.
I'm going to cunning action hide in the rubble.
Oh, hell yeah. Make a stealth check.
I mean, now that I need it, I have advantage. Go for the nat 20. But yeah, we're going to call that a 28.
Merlin loses you, and then, like, the debris and the dust still from this, like, a full building just fell seconds ago.
Yeah.
So it's like he can't find you now as you've kind of slipped away. Taluga, that is your turn.
So I just have the body up, headless body
up. Headless there, body right? Up there, yep.
You could shoot Merlin.
I'm just gonna, can I grab the headless body and just jump off?
Yeah, sure. You could slow fall.
You and surf then, him down.
And then, well, not on top of the body, just over my shoulder. Yeah. And as I'm falling, I want to, like, lightning legs for the statue.
Awesome. Go for it. Make your attacks. You jump off the building holding a severed corpse and go for some kicks on the statue.
17.
17 just hits.
Get him with the Chun-Li.
For 10.
Okay.
Still 11.
Up. 11 to hit?
Yeah.
11 misses.
I'm going to flurry.
Okay. Flurry of kicks.
Yep. For 24.
That'll hit.
13 damage.
Unbelievable. You can describe it for me as you destroy the statue of Merlin.
Kick his head off.
Yeah. So as I'm falling, I kick him once in the chin to knock his head, like, yep. head up and yep. back. And then I like sever his neck with a kick.
Oh yeah. You do like a spin kick in the air. And one more creature is beheaded in this fight as a massive stone statue head of Merlin with little sunglasses lands in the center of town. There is dust and debris everywhere. You can still hear the screams of like people running and trying to get to safety. People don't know, like, you know, for any civilian here, this is insane. Like a huge battle is happening. I think that's it. I think you guys have cleared the square. Real quick, and I get some perception checks.
8.
22.
25.
Okay, Theo and Taluga. You see Theo kind of like comes down the steps and like comes out. Reggie's sitting on top of the assassin, just kind of, you know, in case anything goes off. You guys kind of like meet now at the ground floor of this insane battlefield.
Can I do something before I get to him?
Yeah, sure.
Can I, the person that Reggie is sitting on top of, yep. can I open their mouth to check for a gold tooth like the one?
Nothing.
Okay.
There is no other of those strange suicide devices inside this thing's mouth.
Okay.
I was going to ask, did the head that my guy ate have a tooth?
Yes, it did. Can you make a real quick dexterity saving throw to Luga?
16.
Yeah, as you're walking to meet up with everyone, there's just like a real quick like,
indigestion.
Like a little mini explosion in the gun for a second. It's like steams and hisses, but then it's fine. It seems that like without open air to kind of get the explosion out, it's kind of just imploded inside. And your gun is pretty magical and weird, so, you know, it might have heartburn, but other than that, pretty good.
Get you some Tums.
With those very high perception checks, though, as you guys are all standing in this crazy field of debris, you can see a bunch of skeletal soldiers making their way down to kind of see what the hell's going on. They're so late and they're not helpful. It's just a bunch of skeletons now. They just start sweeping and like trying to like move debris about. We will catch up with our heroes next time to kind of see the aftermath of this insane fight. Who the hell tried to kill our boys? We will catch you guys all next time. Thank you so much for listening. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.